Frontline organisations responding to Australia's housing crisis say they're at breaking point as demand for help continues to surge. A new survey from national campaign Everybody's Home finds 9 in 10 services have seen workloads rise over the past year, with many forced to turn people away. The report also warns growing staff burnout and housing insecurity among workers themselves is threatening the sector's ability to support those at risk of homelessness. To hear more, I spoke to Everybody's Home spokesperson, May Aziz.
Spoke to over 70 frontline service organisations around the country, including mostly housing and homelessness organisations. So the largest number of people who responded were from homelessness organisations. That's more than 70%. But we also had housing services, so they might be community housing providers, for example. And there were also quite a few people in the survey who were providing support to women escaping unsafe relationships, so domestic and family violence.
And what is the survey telling us about the scale of pressure that these frontline services are under right now?
Well, it tells us that the crisis has really been normalised. So when we first started this survey a couple of years ago, people, of course, were telling us that there was a crisis and that they were under pressure. Today, they're telling us that they're at breaking point, that they've been operating that way for years now, and that the impact of that over many years is really starting to hurt them, starting to affect their day-to-day operations. A lot of people told us that they were burnt out. Over 70% told us that they've got a lot of staff burnout in their teams. And 1 in 3 people actually told us that they were thinking of leaving the sector altogether because they were under so much stress.
Surveys found nearly half of the services say that the housing crisis is threatening their ability to operate at all. What does this look like on the ground?
Well, on the ground, it's a huge disaster because we already know that these services are turning away 1 in 3 people who come to them for help. So government records show that about 1 in 3 people who come to one of these services for help gets turned away. And if that number is getting higher, it means more and more people potentially sleeping rough on the street, returning to dangerous and unsafe relationships. We actually have no way of knowing what happens to people after they get turned away. If they can't get help with groceries or bills, for example, if they're going to an emergency relief agency, if they can't get crisis accommodation that night, we have no way of knowing what happens to them, and there's just going to be more and more people like that who fall through the cracks.
And like you said, there's organisations turning people away. Who is missing out on support right now, or who are the most critical groups that aren't getting the support that they need?
Well, right now it's basically first come, first serve, and because these services are so tight, it's basically a whole lot of people who are getting turned away. People who are in the most immediate danger might be kind of triaged if they're going to get help first. But we know, for example, that there are thousands of women every year who return to violent and unsafe relationships, so we know that there's not enough space for them. We know that a lot of young people get turned away. All sorts of people are getting turned away, and again, because the system is just so overstretched and there are so many people getting turned away, people in all sorts of categories are missing out.
The strain on the sector, what's the differentiation between rising demand versus more complex cases?
The biggest contributor is that people can't afford a place to live. So that worsens everything. That worsens the complexity of cases. It worsens everything. So that is the biggest contributor. And when people told us, when we asked people what's the biggest contributor to rising demand, they told us that it was the sheer unaffordability of the rental market. So that is the number one contributor.
More public and community housing. Why is that the top priority?
The biggest problem that people tell us and the biggest source of stress and anxiety for them is that even if they can help, even if it's one of the, you know, the 2 in 3 people who comes to a service and actually can get help, say they can get crisis accommodation for a couple of nights, say they can get some help with groceries or paying a bill, at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're sending people back out into a rental market that they can't afford. You're sending them back out into the world that pushed them into needing help in the first place. We've got housing waiting lists that are over 10 years long, social housing waiting lists that are over 10 years long. We've got 640,000 households right around the country who need social housing. So that's an enormous backlog, and the government's got no plan to take that on. So that is the most urgent thing, and it is the thing that is contributing the most to this problem, and it's the thing that would relieve the most pressure on people who are working in this area.
Maybe it's looking from a budget or resourcing standpoint, but what's the single most urgent action that the government can take?
What people have told us, and they've been really clear in this survey, over 85% of people told us that what they want to see the government do in the next budget is really make a plan to invest in social housing. So start with a really big boost to social housing and keep that up for years and years and years. We had a great $2 billion investment a couple of years ago, and that was nice. That did quite a bit to repair some public and community housing and get it back online. But we need to see long-term investments. We need to see that kind of spending every single year if we're going to do something to clear up that 640,000 home backlog that we have.
And with the demand expected to continue growing this year in 2026, how prepared is the sector?
The sector can't cope with more big surges in demand. That's what people are telling us. They're really at the brink. And so it's a huge concern that almost 100% of people in this survey, 98% of people said that they're expecting more surges in demand this year. And you can understand why that's such a huge cause of anxiety and stress for people when they already can't keep up with the demand that's there now.
That was May Aziz from Everybody's Home ending that report.